Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We put Oklahoma City pro basketball player Steven Adams on the back of a pickup truck and asked him to tell us his favorite meal.
Man, I ain't beating lasagna. Like, I ate smashed steaks. Like, you know, all the body time, man.
Packed with protein while providing other essential nutrients like zinc, iron, and vitamins. Beef gives your body everything it needs to perform at a high level.
I just smash them because they taste really good.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
What do you smash, Chuck?
Oh, dude, I eat anything. I mean, you can't get this fast.
What do you smash?
Pizza, steak, chicken.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
I smash Beyond Burgers.
What's that?
It's a meatless hamburger. I don't eat meat.
Come on, man. First of all, listen, they got a name for people who don't eat meat.
What's that?
Damn fools.
Preach. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening all week.
Boy, thanks a ton for that. Thanks to Dustin for all of his hard work. And thank you, Kevbo, for being Kevbo.
Damn fools. Yeah.
Thank you to Ray for all of his contribution. We will be here live at 5 Monday morning.
Yes, we will.
We'll be breaking down the championship games. There's no holiday for us.
No.
And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys.
Gents. What's happening, boys? How are we?
Good. Happy.
Right? I told you generally. When I walked in here, I am. This is a big Friday. I am expectant. I am very looking forward to the activities over the weekend. Most of the championship games. Other things too, but most of the championship games.
Well, do tell.
Well, I'm saying. I think this weekend could be full of good and important
of
things.
Fun and things.
Good and important things.
The Bulls.
I thought Connor was expecting a child.
I did too.
I was trying to lay down the groundwork.
I was like, where are the cigars?
Lay down the groundwork.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't she be expecting? Why would
right,
we
he
be expecting?
Be.
Yeah.
I mean, modern way of putting it.
The man doesn't do any of the real hard work.
It's 2019. Everybody's.
I get it, but
the village.
But why is it that my wife still remembers, my kids, my honeymoon, wasn't I there? I mean, why are we denying my presence?
No.
We don't really.
No, not.
I had a great time
at her wedding.
Exactly. Yeah.
Your wedding was fun.
Thank you. I did have a really good time.
It really was fun.
It was great for me. But I don't know if everyone enjoyed it.
Well, I had a good time with Mully at Joe's wedding, so that's
yes,
I can see you being a thrill at Joe at weddings.
And certainly you were the best man, weren't you? Co-best man at Dennis's wedding.
Dennis's wedding? Yeah.
That was another time.
Boy, there was a lot
Dan,
of
your wedding was magnificent.
Was fun.
Oh my God. The food at your wedding might have been the best food I've ever really had at a wedding. It was unbelievable.
No kidding.
Oh,
yeah.
Standard Club knows what they're doing.
Oh,
yours was Intercontinental, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And my wife's rule as a planner, she always tells the bride and groom that you will set the tone. The guests will have as much fun as you are having.
Really?
Yeah. The people look to the bride and groom and how much joy, how much fun they're having. That's where the party is.
That was a great time. I really enjoyed that party. I really enjoyed the whole wedding and everything else. It was really great. And it was Fujiaki Pegasus, I believe, ran that day. We got married on Derby Day. And I'll never forget, my dad calls me in the morning, and I didn't have, my dad and I we got along, but it wasn't like he was very sentimental. He calls me up in the morning, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, the old man's going to give me I remember my wedding day. You know, he's going to give me this speech. He's like, hey, can you stop at the OTB? And I'm like, I swear to God, he wanted me to play an exacta. And I'm like, okay, Dad. So I'm like,
today?
I'm putting the tuxedo on. I'm in the OTB
Did you
line.
Stop?
Of course. I had to make a bet.
That's fantastic.
That's true. Isn't that funny?
That's great.
708 texter, congrats, Connor.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I expect big things this weekend. I do. I expect big things. I'm very, very hopeful.
I do not until I can have reason to think otherwise.
I just think that the possibility, I think the possibility of, and Mike Florio told us this yesterday, and it's had me thinking, I woke up with this thought in my brain. The idea that you could have, and it probably won't happen this way, but you could have a Breeze-Brady Super Bowl where one of them rides off into the sunset. Either one rides off into the sunset with a Super Bowl championship. Or maybe both. And I love the idea so much for every single reason. You'd have the end of a dynasty, the culmination of Breeze, because apparently people aren't done saying how underrated he is, despite the fact that he's one of the best five quarterbacks ever. I mean, it doesn't make sense. But you finally get him his second Super Bowl ring, and that cements whatever it needs to cement. I think it's fascinating, idea of these two gunslingers going out as this new era of offense is kind of ushered in. They've been at the I Super love Bowl the 40 possibility something? Of what could be happening.
Neither one's
here.
Retiring.
What about Padraig Mahomes?
He's Jared really Goff. Good, and that'd be a ton of fun. I have very little faith in Jared Goff, and it's weird that I've come to this place now after a whole season of football.
But they may
brain
win this,
Sean
despite
McVay.
Jared Goff if they can run the ball the way that they ran the ball against the Cowboys.
I don't know that they're going to be allowed to. I think that Saints defense
his
is
numbers
more stout.
Are so different on the road and at
they
home.
Are.
It's kind of weird.
They really are. You get him off schedule.
It's easy to hand off.
But it's not.
It's true. That's true. That's true.
But that's the way you take
that's
the voice
in his head.
But you saw what happened against the Eagles in the regular season and what happened against the Bears as well. Like they were able to throw that running game off schedule, ruined that play action stuff that McVay likes to do to get Goff going, and Jared Goff didn't have an answer.
The crowd gets to them because they need to tell him what to do at the last second, and they can't operate like they usually do with the headset when the crowd is going crazy.
Would you change that? Would you change how many seconds you have available to you if you're a head coach to talk to your quarterback?
I think if 15 is fine to cut off, and if they want to rush it, that's their business. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
Would you change that?
Or you develop a quarterback who knows what he sees.
Well, that would be the... Well,
that's harder.
Presumably, that's where they're heading.
But then you would reduce the importance of the... or limit the importance of the head coach, and no coach wants that. They want control. They want, 15 seconds. They want 5 seconds.
Wouldn't ownership want that as well? More control in the coach's hands?
Yeah.
Because if the quarterback... the quarterback is what it is, if we don't enter the quarterback cap world... then what's more valuable to you is a quarterback that can just be, your quote-unquote old-school system type guy, dependent on the coach. You don't have a salary cap for coaches. You can spend whatever you want there, and if you can find a more fungible quarterback, that helps ownership.
Did you hear the kind of ridiculous comments from Golden State Warriors, the idea that they're the most hated team in football? Aren't the Patriots the most hated team in sports, maybe more so than the Yankees, even back when they were winning? People despise the New England
people
Patriots.
Hated the Yankees a lot. Well, I mean, they hate the
damn
Patriots
Yankees.
every
they
bit as much.
They made a fantastic musical about it.
It's a good question, but because Golden State, for the most part, is immensely likable.
I don't hate the Warriors.
They're making fantastic. Their turn, though, aren't they?
But how do you hate Steph Curry? But
Boogie Cousins said that they were the most
hated.
Because
he's there.
Yeah.
I mean, he may be hateable.
Kevin Durant, Draymond Green,
I think, goes a long way in making the team. I like Draymond, but I think most people don't.
That's nuts.
He's become tougher and tougher to defend. I mean, from a fan standpoint.
Because he's been playing badly.
Well, that hurts too.
I mean, that's
not shooting.
Right.
But he's still as valuable to them defensively as he has been. I think just adding star players after star players helps the Warriors take a heel turn if it happens. But I would say the Yankees still. I really would.
Really? Still the Yankees?
I would say so because I think there are...
Because I'm kind of sick of Boston. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, I might despise, I might just not like Boston sports. Is that possible?
Red Sox certainly took a turn after that.
Yeah, the Red Sox are no longer. It's no longer.
And you
want to
talk about
story.
Annoying fans?
Oh
Boston.
My God.
Let's have some pizza.
Those
let's
kids
have some
who show up to the
beer.
Championship parades with a banner of just how many championships they've won since they were one. All this stuff just over and over again.
But isn't that part of the?
How about Duke basketball?
Well,
are there enough of them?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I kind of like Zion Williamson. I like watching him.
Well, yes.
I like thinking about him.
You like watching him
Ohio
sit
State
out?
Projecting fans him.
I'd like to watch
me.
Him sit out. Really?
Yeah, Ohio State football fans. But that might just be a localized thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
grew up with Ohio State football.
Urban Meyer, new Fox sports analyst.
I heard that. That's great. Gonna spend some time.
So he's
going to
teach. He's going to teach and be on television.
I think so.
Remember, he's teaching that. What is it? I'm sorry.
They're going to tell about leadership and integrity.
Leadership and character or integrity?
I think so. I think he's taking a course in leadership and integrity.
Perfect.
It's the Wonderful. Just Win, baby.
Yeah.
Crisis management.
We'll have John Engler come in and speak.
Crisis management.
Guest speaker.
Guest speaker John Engler, right? Be perfect
I like
for him.
That.
But I agree with you about this
weekend,
though. He
should teach crisis management at Michigan State.
If you think about it, the snow is supposed to start today around 3.
Yes.
And go all the way through tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, big snow.
So we can just sort of get ensconced in front of the television. You know, you make a grocery run on the way home
get
today.
Get a game to Sunday. Get a Saturday.
I know. Just get everything you need. And then by the time we're buried in snow on Saturday, we probably won't have to go out again on Saturday.
No,
we
can stay in our, not if you do the
and
shopping.
And a lot of people have a 3-day weekend. A lot of people will.
Yeah, my kids will be in on Monday.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
be.
But the kids are off, so. It's cool for them, but it's just this might be a not have to get out of your pajamas. We're not put on pants weekend.
Any weekend is a not have to get out of your pajamas weekend if you try hard.
Something
enough.
Which to aspire.
Yeah, and, Bulls onesie
and no hockey games this weekend for us, so we're not having to drive.
Is it a no shower weekend, Dan? Is that what you're telling us?
Well, most are.
Okay,
you know,
most are that. You could shower with your pajamas on, and then you get the best of both worlds.
I'll take that under advisement.
Where's Dan? Oh, he's still blow drying. It's been 2 hours.
He's trying to get in the dryer.
That's Willie's team.
Wouldn't that be convenient if you could just get in the dryer?
Well, we think we've made a horrible mistake because we finally got the boy to agree to do his own laundry. Now
I'm screwed.
Oh boy.
And he's just horrible at it.
Yeah.
And it's takes like, a while. Like between her and him and the arguing, and it's like, well, your clothes are wet. And like he took them out and they're all soaked, and he didn't realize it. And we need to work on this.
You know, puts the goalie pads in the washer.
I love doing laundry. I love it because the payoff is there.
Terry's thing too. He found it like
peaceful.
There's a zen aspect to it.
And I love folding, and then I love that I got everything that I like, and it's all ready for me, and I don't have. I mean, it is a really wonderful.
And it smells like a beautiful rain garden.
And it does. You're absolutely right. But nothing else. You know, doing the dishes doesn't give you any buzz. It's nice to have your house clean, but it's all just work, and it's going to be dirtied 2 minutes later. Your own clothes. These are mine. No one's going to take them.
It's
all clean, and it smells fresh, and I'm now pleased with life.
You don't think the kid's sandbagging out of the laundry, do you? Out of the laundry.
Of course he is.
My brother tried that with mowing the lawn. He just got progressively worse at it because he hated doing it.
Both kids have done that with loading the dishwasher.
I remember my old man looking at him saying, I know what you're trying to do here. You're not that dumb. You need to mow the lawn better. And he didn't get out of it. He had to mow the lawn.
What
the rest
kind
of
lawnmower did you have?
We had one of those. Well, when we lived in Fort Wayne, we had a riding lawnmower because
really?
It was a huge lawn.
Yeah.
Massive, massive. We bought this house that was built in like 18 something or other for like $9 because it was falling apart. This giant lawns with a riding lawnmower. We got that taken away from us because we chipped a piece of cement and sent it flying into a window or something. But when we got to Appleton,
killed a guy.
He's dead. There's nothing we can do.
He was just at home blow drying his clothes.
You see? You get the ones that the self-propelled lawnmowers. You just push a little bit and rolls for you.
Yes.
Beautiful.
My brothers and I always joke that we grew up with Russian technology because it was we did not have snow
Cuba?
Shovels. No, we were on the south side. We didn't have snow shovels. We had like giant spades, like those giant, you know, coal shovels. You could barely stand up with the snow because
you didn't have like
shovel.
Aluminum and plastic
never,
shovel.
Never.
Like the narrow rectangle, not the wide one.
No,
it's a total witch hunt.
We had like one narrow rectangle one and then one kind of bigger one that we'd fight over, but it didn't do anything. And so you would literally have to, my dad would make us start shoveling when the snow started. And we'd have to do like 3 different shovels to get us
wrong.
I know, because we'd be like, wait till it ends. No, you got to start now or you won't be able to lift the snow. But we had, and I've never heard this anywhere before, we had a car battery operated lawnmower.
What?
I have no idea where we got it or how it was invented. It was a lawnmower. So you would take a car battery. I'm not making this up. And you would have to put the, you know, you'd get the things, you'd have the battery going. You'd pick it up. You'd ruin your clothes as you ran up the stairs with the battery acid.
Yeah, acid's everywhere.
Then you'd put it on and you'd get like the backyard and half the front yard done. And then you'd have to plug the battery back in. And wait 45 minutes in order to finish.
Jump like, start the lawnmower?
I'm not making that
did
up.
Did he buy it from like a door-to-door salesman or something?
You know what? No, I like it was somebody whole... made it. I think, you know, some handyman down the street made it. Yeah, it wasn't. But it was the single. We had Russian technology. We had like the worst kind of idea. We were basically, we weren't landing in the ocean and bouncing around. It was just like, boom, you're in a field. Like, oh, Jesus.
So did you guys just have the one car battery for the house? Like you're taking it out of one car, putting it into the other, and then it's got to go into a lawnmower?
It was in the basement, and you'd have to make sure it was plugged in. We're gonna do the lawn tomorrow, plug it in, and every Saturday you'd spill acid on yourself, and it was awful. I know.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Listen, I'm always curious about people's lawnmower growing up. I've never seen one or heard of one, but that is how we rolled.
Damn and fools.
That's how I wound up here. Well, what have you got today?
Don't go over to the Mulligans. They got that car battery plugged in the basement.
I want to bring back a couple things that Casey Johnson told you guys because the Bulls are at some kind of breaking point here. So we're going to start with whatever the hell is going on because if holding them to their own words, this is clearly some kind of crisis because what they said was supposed to happen
hasn't happened.
Is not happening. Yeah. And it's getting worse fast. Then we'll do baseball with the brilliant Craig Breslow, the Cubs Director of Strategic Initiatives for Baseball Operations. He's clearly a spy. Right? He's clearly working for the NSA.
Is he fixing polls?
Yeah, with a title like that. We're gonna
ask, Cubs are tops at all polls now.
We're going to figure out what... Figure out what he does. Mark Deeks, our friend from across the pond, will apologize to him for sending the Knicks and the Wizards to London yesterday that he had to sit through that version of NBA basketball. But he always has strong thoughts. Midday,
are you
midway.
I can apologize to the Turkish agents that were lying in wait.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
What a story that was.
Amazing. Eric Edholm will preview Championship Sunday at noon. We've got three chances to win $1,000 in cash.
Have a good show. Hey.
End of story.
I see you soon, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.